95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Time to put on your straitjacket.
What's that?
What's that?
What's that?
Because your star is a crazy person.
Things about to get crazy.
This is crazy. You're crazy.
This is crazy. You're mental.
Nuh-uh. I'll show you crazy.
These guys are crazy.
You did today.
On the radio?
It's insane.
The host is an idiot.
And by the way, what is our host?
What is it? Showtime.
So I know we talk about this all the time, but for real, when's the last time you've checked out these amazing deals on our website at 95.3gorilla.com? They are absolutely awesome. Okay, places to go, places to eat, things to do, activities, fun for the whole family. And I mean the whole family, like Lynn Meadows Discovery Center, or Finish Line Performance Karting, or Coastal Links. Delicious, delicious food like the Front Porch celebrating 30 years. Cheer Zone Athletics up there, the Hard Rock Cafe in Biloxi. The list goes on and on and on. Check out these deals. By the way, they're all half off. You know that, right? 50% off deals every day at our website at 95.3gorilla.com.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Lucky caller number 10. Who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, dude, you're caller number 10. You're going to play for the Banana Bank right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So here's the deal. We have $2,500 in the bonus round today. I hope we can get there, but you got to tell me where you think these prices will go. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. First of all, what town are you calling me from? Where are you living?
Biloxi, Mississippi.
All right. Perfect. Alex in Biloxi. Only local winners here on Gorilla. We always got to check. Let's do this thing. Let's open it up. $100. Is your first price of bananas, Alex. We going up or are we going down?
We're going up.
Alex says up. We going up? Yes, we are. $250. So you can win the money. $250. Bam. Just like that. Or you can keep playing. What do we want to do?
I want to keep it.
You want to keep it? You sure? You positive?
Yes, sir.
Let's get you paid. Cash money from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. $250 just like that. We love that.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about your pets today. Specifically, what's the smartest thing you've ever seen a pet, hopefully your pet or maybe a pet, do ever? What's the smartest thing you've ever seen a pet do? I'm going to start this one. I have a golden doodle. His name is Oliver. His middle name is Wendell. Oliver Wendell. Yeah, and he can speak English, like, fluently. He just chooses not to listen to us most of the time. But when you say certain things to him, like, he just completely understands you, like, 100% of the time. And he's a lot smarter than I think anybody realizes. He can virtually understand pretty much anything that you say to him. He just chooses to not listen most of the time. What's the smartest thing you've ever seen a pet do? Mickey's first. You're on. Good morning.
I was locked out of my house and my outdoor cat was inside.
Okay, I like where this is going.
I was trying to get her attention to see if maybe she'll jump on the handle to open it from the inside. And she did. And I wish I got it on camera.
Oh my God, that's awesome. That's great. See, like, she knew what you were trying to do. I've always thought that pets are, like, a lot smarter than we give them credit for. What about you? What's the smartest thing you've ever seen a pet do?
I was walking my dog once, and we were pretty far from the house.
Okay.
And then my dog, like, got spooked out because a firecracker went off.
Uh-oh.
Anyways, he managed to run away. I guess I wasn't holding the leash tight enough.
Yep.
I ran back to the house, and then there he was, just sitting on the porch, waiting to get inside.
Waiting for you, looking at you like, where the heck have you been? I came home because I was scared. What took you so long? I love it. All right, one more. Maria's last. Good morning.
My cat once tried to help me with a Zoom call by jumping up on my keyboard and somehow changed all my settings to French.
Oh.
I spent the next 15 minutes trying to figure out how to get back to English while she just sat there looking smug. Well, she's the boss, clearly.
Yeah, and who needs Zoom calls and work and income and stuff like that? See? Brilliant. I love it.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Lauren Moraski has some showbiz news from Hollywood for you this morning.
The tabloids are once again picking apart the marriage of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. This time, it's Star Magazine who reports that the couple are at a breaking point, with insiders saying they're experiencing their roughest patch yet, with battles over kids, Hollywood, and overall trust. Are Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz engaged? Lots of speculation this week after Zoe was spotted sporting a massive ring on that finger. Wow. With Harry Styles in London. Sources recently told People Mag that they seem very serious and focused on prioritizing time together. And finally, In Touch claims that Charlie Sheen has never really gotten over his ex, Denise Richards, who's currently going through her own divorce battle with her ex-husband, Aaron. A source still says that Charlie is like a puppy dog when Denise is around.
Thanks, Lauren. I think Charlie Sheen is like a puppy dog all the time, though, to be fair, right? I mean, that man's kind of crazy. New trailer just dropped for Coyote vs. Acme. Years after it was canceled by Warner Brothers, it's finally coming out with an August 28th drop date. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan disclosed during Netflix's Hulk Hogan Real American docuseries that he was taking life-threatening amounts of fentanyl daily to manage severe pain during his TNA wrestling tenure.
I was taking 80 milligram fentanyls, 2 in the morning, stuffing them under my gums here. I had 300 milligram patches of fentanyl on my legs, and they gave me 6 1500 milligram fentanyl lollipops to eat. And I went to the pharmacy, he goes, "You should be dead. We have never seen a human being take this much fentanyl."
Well, okay. Stay in school, kids. Don't do that. And we're getting a new CEO of Apple. Have you heard this? Jimmy had a couple of really good jokes about this one last night.
Apple announced that after 15 years, Tim Cook is stepping down as CEO and will be replaced by John Ternus. It was easy to shut Cook down. They just pressed on both sides of his head at the same time. Yep, Cook will be replaced as CEO by John Ternus. And annoyingly, Ternus has a completely different charger.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
If somebody has a peanut allergy, the whole world has to change for that one person.
Here's George Lopez. It's his 59th birthday today.
When they fly on a plane, no one in the airport can have peanuts because of that one person. Go hide in the bathroom because we're going to be eating some peanuts right now. All right? And next time, go Greyhound with all the other fucking nuts.
Happy birthday to George. John Oliver turns 49 today.
Since 1776, you've done very well as a nation, but it might be worth thinking about just a handful of things that you gave up when kicking Britain unceremoniously out of this country. Because first, there is the matter of your accents. These beautiful vowel sounds could have been yours. But instead, from sea to shining sea, you speak like you just burnt your tongue on a hot apple pie.
No thanks, John. I'm all set with my accent, or accent. It was on this date, April 23rd, all the way back in 1900, that the word hillbilly was used for the first time in the New York Journal. Remember this from The Simpsons?
That's Hill William to you, sir.
And on this date back in 1985, New Coke officially was debuted. That didn't last long.
Recently, an independent research firm ran a taste test between Coke and Pepsi. And the taste more people chose was the taste of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, New Coke died a very quick death. Nobody liked that stuff. But you know what? I do love Coke Zero. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Thursday. It's April 23rd.